兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
复活节快乐吓。
Happy Easter.
唔知我哋粤语堂嘅弟兄姊妹惯唔惯咁样有咁清晰嘅节奏感嘅敬拜咧？
I'm not sure if our Cantonese service used to having such a well-rhythmed worship.
坐在前面好感覺到的。
When you're sitting in the front, you can really feel it.
雖然我把聲音不夠鼓大。
Even though my voice is not very loud.
那是正常啦。
Which is,
那個鼓的整隊 band 的音樂節奏真的很能夠帶到我們去敬拜神。
The whole band can really lead us to worship.
我們多點試一下那就容易點習慣的了。
We'll try to, experience it a bit more and we'll get used to it.
今日是复活节啊。
Today's Easter.
其实每一个主日都是主耶稣复活的日子。
To be honest, every Sunday, should be a day where Jesus resurrected.
今日是一年一次的复活节，我们一起纪念主耶稣复活的日子。
Today's our annual Easter, so today we'll, remember this.
在基督徒来讲呢，这个是最重要的一个节期。
As a Christian, this is one of the most important days in our lives.
有好几位嘅医学嘅教授同埋好出名嘅医生呢都係基督徒嚟嘅。
There's a lot of famous, doctors, who are Christians.
佢哋曾经係一起作过一啲嘅见证。
They have, shared the testimony before.
按住佢哋嘅专业知识。
From their expertise and their knowledge.
嚟到去同大家分析一下主耶稣到底佢经历嗰个苦劳上十字架时候到底佢个身体状况系点样
的。They have tried to analyze, what it was like for Jesus when he was going through and, to carry up the cross.
在座有冇弟兄姊妹知道咩叫凌迟呀，系中国古代一种刑罚酷刑嚟嘅。
Has anyone?
翻译唔到㗎啦。
Okay.
我搵唔到英文啦。是中国古代一种刑罚，很残忍的刑罚。
So it's just one of the very olden days, Chinese punishments.
他是将一个犯了重犯的犯人绑在一个木架上面。
So you pretty much tie up a prisoner into a wooden plank.
用好利的小刀。
And you use a very sharp knife.
将他的皮肉一小块一小块这样切出来。
And you slowly, like cut off the meat, not even the skin or the meat.
一路至到当佢痛到晕咗又会令到佢痛到醒返。
So, the prisoner will feel so painful that they'll faint, and then the pain will also wake them up.
继续一路折磨直至见到骨为止。
And they will keep torturing him or her until you see bones.
有一位基督徒的医学教授他说，按他自己的理解，主耶稣在钉十字架的过程里面是比这个凌迟更加痛苦。
According to one of the doctors, the medical,
他是教授啊
professor, they analyzed that, the pain that Jesus, experienced is far greater than, this.
他的论调就是当主耶稣被鞭打的时候。
He concluded that when Jesus was, whipped,
那个皮鞭里面的铁钩将主耶稣的皮肤一路是很严重的是撕裂。
The nails that were on the whip,were actually ripping off Jesus' skin.
在那个当主耶稣未背起个十字架行上各各他的时候呢，其实他的痛苦已经是足以令到他昏迷的了。
Before Jesus even carried the cross, the pain that he has experienced would have made him, painfully enough to, suffocate and to, faint.
所以他去去体会的时候，他说他相信主耶稣在背十字架上去各各他的时候不止一次是昏迷又再醒返。
So from his, research, he, believed that Jesus not only, lost conscious once, but multiple times.
另外一位高级的医生他就说，主耶稣钉在十字架上面的时候呢， 佢只可能够吸气，唔能够呼气。
And the doctor has also said that when Jesus was on the cross, he could only inhale but not exhale.
如果我哋而家即刻试下，净系俾吸唔俾呼，我哋嘅呼吸系点样
？Let's try it now. If we try to just inhale but not exhale, what would we be like?
弟兄姊妹，我哋真系要知道我哋嘅主系点样。为着爱我哋嘅缘故，佢受过嘅系一啲咩嘅痛苦
？Brothers and sisters, we need to understand the love, the extent of love that Jesus had for us to in order to be able to go through these pains.
呢啲主耶稣都唔系觉得最重要。
These are not the most important part for Jesus.
佢既然要成就救恩，佢就决心一定要成就完成。
This is Jesus' mission, so if he started it, he will finish it.
反而主耶稣当佢，我哋今日知道礼拜五嘅受苦节过去啦，我哋今日系欢喜快乐咁样迎接主嘅复活，系咪
？So Friday was the day when Jesus died, and today we should celebrate his resurrection.
但系当主嘅复活，佢知道呢个复活嘅生命赐俾我哋嘅时候，我哋又愿意接受嘅时候，到底应该系点嘅？
So, what's more important is when we know that Jesus is resurrected, how have we responded?
现在大部分教会都会高声地说，这些是我们持守的信仰的根基。
Most churches will say that this is the foundation of their lives.
耶稣基督道成肉身啦。
Jesus became flesh.
亲自来到世界上边啦。
Came to the world.
为人类的罪业舍身啦，流血啦。
For the sins of mankind, he bled.
都好熟啊，钉在十字架上边。
On the cross.
被埋葬。
Buried.
三天之后复活。
Three days later, he resurrected.
在世界上边复活之后的四十日，向之后咧就系、是、喺当众嘅情况底下升天嘅。
After he resurrected, he was on earth for 40 days.
咁我企咩啲
？He was on earth for 40 days, and then he ascended back to heaven.
跟住翻去天父嗰度啦，将来仲要再嚟。
And he is now with his father, and he will come back to the.
嗱，如果有边个教会、边个基督徒唔系咁样信嘅咧？可能佢嘅信仰有问题啦。
If there's any churches or any Christians who don't believe in this, then we have the question.
弟兄姊妹，我哋今日坐喺度，我哋都肯定呢个就系我哋嘅信仰，我哋嘅盼望嘅根基。
Brothers and sisters, this should be our faith, the foundation of our faith.
假如主耶稣净系死喺十字架上边冇复活嘅话
，If Jesus only died on the cross and did not resurrect,
我哋嘅信仰就落空噶啦，崩溃噶啦。
Then there's nothing, there's no substance in our faith.
所以保罗佢从心里边纯纯嘅教导哥林多嘅信徒，亦都系今日嘅我哋每一位。
So Paul has spent a lot of time in the Corinth, to preach and to teach this teaching.
佢话基督若没有复活
，He said that if Christ has not resurrected,
你哋嘅信便是徒然噶啦。17节。
So he said that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins.
你哋就仍在罪里。
And you're still in your sins.
但系耶稣基督复活咗啦嘛。
But because Christ has been risen,
就等于我哋嘅信唔系徒然嘅。
Then our faith is real.
我哋唔应该再喺罪里边。
We shouldn't be in sins anymore.
感谢神，我哋嘅主耶稣基督嘅复活系千真万确嘅事实。
Thank you God that our faith is absolute。
所以我今日特别嘅喺圣经里边再一次同大家去睇一啲嘅凭证。
So we'll try to go through these evidence in the Bible today。
我哋一齐先读完呢段嘅圣经。
So we'll go through the passage。
我先读中文。
So I'll read Chinese。
哥林多前书15章嘅12到19节。
First Corinthians 15:12。
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎言，你们所信的也是谎言。并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。16节， 你讀英文先啦。
But if it is preached that Christ has been dead, has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then even Christ has not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, and for we have testified about God that he has raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, for in fact, the dead are not raised.
这里好像大过这些字啊。
好像是。
第十六节，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪中。就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。十九节，我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ is not raised, then your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
弟兄姊妹，当我们去看圣经里面记载主耶稣复活的凭证的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we're going through, when we're going into the Bible to look for evidence,
我们一个非常重要的基础和原则。
There's a strong foundation that, and,
principle
that we have to follow.
我们是绝对相信圣经里面所记载的绝无错误。
We must, believe in, that the Bible is, 100% correct.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们去看圣经里面主耶稣复活的凭证，第一就是我们只能够凭信心去相信。
So the first point we have to have is that we must believe, and it's not something that we can truly 100% understand.
不能够凭着一些理论和解释一问一答咁嚟到得出呢个凭证嘅。
It's not so much on a, it's not something that we can fully grasp and to fully understand.
在哥林多前书十五章三十五节，大家未必一定要揭，但我只是讲一讲俾大家听。
In Corinthians 15:35,
嗰度有人问，有人怀疑，真系有死人复活嘅咩咁？
Someone asked, "How can the dead be raised? What kind of body will they come?"
咁问问题嘅人真系期望有答案啦。
So people who ask these questions would expect an answer.
但系我哋唔会提供一啲所谓嘅答案。
But we won't really provide them with the so-called answers.
死人都可以复活噶啦，因为咧可能咁，可能讲唔会有呢啲啦。
A lot of people will say, even dead people can be raised. Maybe this, maybe that, but it's not going to be like that.
耶稣嘅复活完全系因为神嘅爱同埋神嘅能力。
Jesus's resurrection was solely on God's love and His power.
爱是解不明的。
Truly understand love.
从神的能力，从神而来的能力，他自己的能力有多大，我们也解不明的。
And we can never understand how powerful God is.
第二个原则就是我们不能够，不是一些幻想，而是百分之百的事实。
The second principle we have to follow is that it's not just a fantasy or any imaginations, but solid facts.
幻想很难一致的，是吗？
It's hard for us to unify our fantasies or imaginations.
还有数以百计的人一致，一模一样。
And there's so many people that are so united.
第三。
And the third point.
如果圣经记载主耶稣复活的凭证不是事实的话，为什么那班的门徒，那么多的人的生命完全改变，由很消沉变成很积极，很奋兴呢？
If the Bible is not true, then the story that they're talking about, where how come the apostle can go from very discouraged to all of a sudden very excited and very encouraged?
圣经记载在十字架下面的时候，当主耶稣真是死了的时候，十字架上面被钉死的，个个都走晒了，所有的门徒都逃走。
In the Bible, when it says that Jesus died on the cross, people fled.
连彼得这个自称可以为主随时付上生命代价的这个门徒都走了。
even Peter, who says that he will follow God, Jesus wholeheartedly, even he fled.
翻去打魚了.
He went back to fishing.
但三日之後呢?
Three days later.
所有呢啲消沉嘅逃走嘅人，佢哋都好興奮、好快樂、充滿盼望.
All these people who are discouraged and who lost their faith, all of a sudden gained their confidence.
左前邊呢, Stephen, 有位啊?
And got very excited.
佢哋甚至呢係昂然闊步啊，好坦然咁樣入到去耶路撒冷，呢個係佢哋嘅仇敵嘅根據地嚟嘅。
They were even so brave into going into the enemy's base, the Jerusalem.
入到耶路撒冷並唔係話淨係入去好似要表現一下咁樣，佢哋係宣講耶穌基督係復活嘅救主呢一個冇人相信。 冇可能係人哋覺得係事實嘅一個嘅宣告。
They didn't just go into Jerusalem and do nothing, but they actually publicly announced that Jesus has resurrected.
呢個嘅舉動隨時令佢哋命都冇㗎。
This public announcement could easily make them lose their lives.
弟兄姊妹，呢班門徒嘅意志點解會咁呢？突然間由消沉變為好興奮。
How did this happen to the apostle? How did they all of a sudden gain this confidence?
由最消極變為積極。
Went from nothing to all of a sudden very encouraged.
由匿埋唔怕俾人捉，以致死都唔驚。
From hiding and fleeing to all of a sudden not even afraid of death.
唯一一個原因解釋。
There's only one reason and one explanation.
就係主耶穌基督呢個復活係佢哋親眼見到嘅事實嚟㗎，乜都唔能夠改變。
And it's that they saw Jesus resurrecting right before their eyes.
主已經戰勝死亡呢個事實係令佢哋得到好大嘅鼓舞。
The fact that Jesus raised from the dead has given them so much confidence.
弟兄姊妹，我哋可以諗一諗主耶穌基督復活呢個事實對我哋係有幾被鼓舞嘅一群人。
Brothers and sisters, we can learn and see how the fact that Jesus has raised from the dead, how can we gain this confidence?
我哋而家仲簡單過嗰班使徒。
Now we're living even simpler lives than those
喺聖經清清楚楚嘅記載，打開聖經睇就得啦。
We can literally just open the Bible and find out what happened.
今時今日更簡單。
Lives is just a lot easier.
以前就要慢慢揾，而家喺個電腦一打乜乜嘅時候出曬嚟啦，有關嘅經文。
Back then you need to like open the Bible, open your scrolls or whatever. Now you can just go into the internet.
哇，做基督徒好似越嚟越舒服咁啊。
Being Christians just seems so much easier now.
咁我哋剩返嗰啲舒服得嚟，剩返嗰啲資源，點樣為主用呢？我哋好好地思想下。
And how can we use our excess time to serve God?
主耶穌復活有真憑實據嘅。
There is truth of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
第一，喺現場有目擊人。
Number one, there's witnesses at the scene.
喺福音書裏面有記載，有抹大拉嘅瑪利亞啦，同埋另外嗰位應該就係雅各嘅母親瑪利亞啦。
There's Mary Magdalene and the other Mary.
仲有一位姊妹叫做撒羅米嘅，喺馬可福音記載啊。不過今日我哋淨係用馬太福音嗰度去講啦。
There's also a lady called 撒羅米. Yeah.
跟住目擊嘅現場嘅目擊人呢？ 仲有一隊羅馬嘅兵丁。There's
also a team of Roman soldiers who witnessed this.
有弟兄姊妹會覺得呢，可能係一個至兩個嘅羅馬兵丁喺嗰度看守墳墓，其實應該係唔止嘅。
A lot of people think it's just one or two, but there should be a lot more.
因為聖經話喺看守嘅羅馬兵丁其中嘅幾位呢，係返去向嗰啲祭司嚟到報告嘅。
Because in the Bible says that in the team of Roman soldiers, a few of them went back to report to the kings.
有現場嘅目擊。 人雖然唔多，
There's live witnesses even though there wasn't a lot.
唔喺度啦，主耶穌嘅身體唔喺度啦，墳墓嘅石滾開咗啦。
Jesus' body is no longer in the tomb, and the stone has been rolled away.
跟住主耶穌復活之後唔係馬上升天，佢向眾人顯現。
Jesus has also just revealed himself to many people.
抹大拉嘅瑪利亞，佢係目擊證人耶穌個屍體唔見咗。
Mary Magdalene were able to see that Jesus' body was not in the tomb anymore.
跟住耶穌向佢先嚟到顯現。
And Jesus revealed himself to her first.
更加將佢呢個生命嚟到堅固。
And he also reassured her.
跟住嗰班 仲係好膽怯嘅門徒咧，匿埋嘅門徒咧，啊，佢哋經過咗兩三日啦，其中有兩個咧就離開嗰度啦。
And there's also two disciples who left and went to Emmaus.
咁喺途中去以馬五斯嘅途中咧，主耶穌又向佢哋兩個顯現。
And when they were going to Emmaus, Jesus revealed himself to them.
嗱，顯現做乜？我哋一陣先講嚇。
And we'll talk about what happened later.
跟住向西門顯現。
And he also appeared to Simon.
跟住喺耶路撒冷嗰度，眾門徒一齊坐席嘅時候，即係坐埋一齊嘅時候咧，佢向眾人顯現。
And when the disciples gathered around Jerusalem, Jesus also appeared to them.
哇！耶穌如果真係邊度走得咁多地方啊？跟住去到提比利亚海边嗰度咧，又显现地俾门徒睇。
How did Jesus reveal to so many people? He also went to the Sea of Tiberias.
跟住向一位好大疑心嘅门徒多马显现。
He also appeared to Thomas, who has a lot of doubts.
跟住同一时间向五百几人显现。
And at the same time, he also appeared to 500 brothers to see.
哎呀，咁扭咗吓。
系啦。
会唔会细声啊？
We in a good volume.
跟住向雅各顯現。
He also appeared to James.
跟住向保羅顯現。
And he appeared to Paul also.
弟兄姊妹，上述呢啲嘅經文記載耶穌基督死後復活多次嘅向眾人顯現呢個事實咧，到底想表明啲乜嘢咧？
So what are we trying to say when Jesus appeared to so many different people? What is it trying to proof?
絕對唔係幻覺，唔係幻想。
These are not hallucinations or they're not imaginations.
係講明主耶穌復活呢個事實。佢復活之後咧，原來佢嘅肉體啊，已經變成神子嘅靈體。
Trying to say that when Jesus resurrected, his body has now became a spirit.
既然是这样，他就可以无所不在。
So, because of that, he can be at anywhere at any time.
主耶稣就可以随处显现。
He can go to anywhere he wants.
不受任何的空间、时间限制。
He's not restricted to time or space.
昔日是这样。
He was like that before.
以前是这样。
He was like that in the past.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天感不感受到耶稣顯現俾我哋睇啊
！My brothers and sisters, can we experience God right now in our lives?
想唔想啊
？Do we want to have Jesus appear in front of us right now?
嗱，主耶穌嘅顯現咧，聖經記載都係咁做，雖然好多，但係都係咁多啫，都係少少啫。
Even though Jesus has appeared to many people, the amount the stories we have just listed that was it.
就係可能加埋呢幾百人。
Plus that odd few 500 people,
凭住信心
from faith,
将佢哋所见过嘅
from what they saw,
一路传到今日
just keep passing on to us now.
我相信都系主耶稣复活要显现俾佢哋睇嘅原因
I believe this is why Jesus has appeared to them. The main reason why Jesus appeared in front of them.
显现俾佢哋睇系想佢哋信啫。
He appeared to them just so that they can believe.
虽然耶稣再责备佢哋，都系少信。
Even though Jesus has lectured them for having little faith.
嚟到呢度又想同大家一齐反省下。
I also want to spend this time for us to reflect.
我哋信耶稣噶，系咪
？We believe in Jesus, yeah.
我哋信佢复活噶，系咪
？We believe that Jesus has resurrected.
咁应该某一个角度咧，我哋同呢一班记载嘅人系一样噶。
Then likewise, we should be like the people we have listed. We should be the same.
就是我们相信。
We should just believe.
今天我们还加上有圣经。
Today we even have the Bible.
这个会不会就是耶稣现在不再显现，突然坐在第一行给我们看呢？
Is that right? Jesus hasn't appeared to us in the first row, in the front row.
我们的信心由圣经开始，由圣灵在我们里面的感动开始，默示开始。
We should have faith in the Bible, and as we spend a long time with God, we should be able to experience Him.
所以两千年前左右呢一群凭住信心不断嘅传嘅人，我哋今日两千年后嘅我哋到底既然信心相同，相信嘅嘢相同，我哋就要谂一谂我哋嘅生命活出系咪同佢哋相同啦
？So if our faith is the same as the people from 2,000 years ago, then how can we have the same faith that that Jesus will appear in front of us.
主復活之後, 顯現的時候做過一些事的。
After Jesus resurrected, he has done a lot of deeds.
我們一起來看看。
Let's try to go through the Bible.
他跟那兩個門徒, 不只是這樣顯現, 他講解聖經給他們聽, 跟他們一起坐席默餅。
He didn't just appear in front of the disciples. He also went through the scriptures with them and he broke bread with them.
跟著聖經記載這兩個門徒再去告訴其他門徒聽，其他門徒都是不信的。
So these two disciples have told others about this story, but a lot of people don't believe in them.
真的不明白。
I don't understand.
跟著主繼續向一些門徒來到將他的手和腳給他們看，是有骨有肉的。
Then Jesus has appeared to other disciples and showed them his feet and his hand and his feet, this flesh and bones.
跟著主耶穌呢, 向一些門徒來問, 你們有沒有食物啊? 這樣。
Then Jesus even asked the disciples for fish.
主耶穌就向他們拿了一些燒魚食了, 在他們面前。
So Jesus ate some fish in front of them.
我相信未必一定是為了肚餓而食的。
I don't think Jesus was actually very hungry to eat it.
他在他們面前吃東西。
He deliberately ate in front of them.
不單止不是只是一個靈體,
and not as a spiritual form.
是真正的肉體復活。
But as a physical form of resurrection.
接著主又給門徒他的手和肋旁, 給那些長矛長槍去刺穿的肋旁給門徒看。
But and Jesus also showed the disciples' hands and the side as evidence.
其實給他們看,一看到的時候,很多問題都已經解答了。
When Jesus showed them his body, a lot of questions has been answered.
因為當主耶穌給這些東西他們看的時候,他們一相信主的真正復活,很多問題,人生的問題在這群門徒的恐慌, 都應該完全消失。
So as soon as Jesus appeared to them, a lot of the questions should have been answered, and that would also solve a lot of their life issues, and that's why their fears are gone.
跟著煮好細心啊, 預備餅和魚給他們做早餐。
And Jesus also prepared bread and fish for their breakfast.
跟著呢, 主責備門徒不信。
And Jesus rebuked the 11 disciples for the lack of faith.
經過之前的一些接觸，而家門徒受責備，責備之後，係咪又係一俾人鬧就撇曬咧？
So do you think that the disciples were rebuked and all of a sudden they lost their
又冇曬衝勁啦，又至耷曬啦咁咧？
And they lost their sense of motivation and that they don't want to go hard anymore.
唔係啊，跟住。 主耶穌在馬可福音16章14節那裡，16章15節那裡，跟住14節就是責備他們，15節就是要差他們去普天下傳福音給萬民聽。
So Jesus rebuked them at verse 14, and at verse 15 Jesus has sent them to the world to preach the good news.
跟住在使徒行傳，主就向眾使徒講論神國的事。
And in Acts, Jesus has spoke to them about the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，以上咁多处嘅经文都系记载一啲嘅见证。
Brothers and sisters, and the passages that we went through are all testimonies of people.
主耶稣复活嘅见证呢个事实无可置疑。
The fact that Jesus has resurrected cannot be denied.
弟兄姊妹，今日系我哋信仰同盼望嘅根基。
Brothers and sisters, today is this is the faith, the foundation of our faith and our hope.
仲有系我哋力量嘅泉源。
This should also be the source of our strength.
每一个信徒原则上，
every Christian should，
我哋应该都系警醒嘅，兴起嘅。
Should be alert and be excited.
就效法初期教会嘅信徒啦。
We should learn to be like the early Christians.
主耶稣容唔容许佢哋有一啲情绪嘅起伏，经过咁大嘅一啲冲击， 容许佢哋可以匿埋一边，可以有好低沉。
Jesus has allowed them to go through the emotional roller coasters, the ups and downs.
时至今日，地上嘅教会都未完全过。
Even the the churches nowadays, we
都未完全过，冇一间完全嘅教会。
There's no perfect church nowadays.
会唔会有一啲事令到大家曾经嘅热心而家低沉呢
？Would there be events that we have experienced that will make us once very excited but now very down？
有冇曾经由信至到唔系好信啦
？From when we believed and now we are sort of questioning our faith。
有冇受过主耶稣嘅责备
？Have we ever been rebuked by Jesus？
之后又点样反应
？And how do we respond to this？
其实到而家好清楚神俾我哋嘅教训，应该我哋系全心全意遵循主耶稣嘅命令。
Even now, we should understand that we should just follow Jesus and His command。
往普天下传福音俾万民听。
To preach the good news to all creation。
预备好见主面。
Be ready to see Jesus。
领人归主成为我哋嘅生命使命。
To try to get people to believe and follow。
弟兄姊妹，经过基督城嘅事件之后
，Brothers and sisters, after what happened in Christ Church，
嗰日系3月15号啊。
It was on March 15th。
但系据一啲弟兄姊妹话俾我哋听嘅消息咧，当日基督城3月17号嗰个主日咧，少咗一半嘅信徒翻教会啦。
From what we have heard, a lot of churches, on March 17th on a Sunday, a lot of people didn't attend church。
当我早两个礼拜我哋报告过，如果假设有咩事情，我哋需要喺呢度，即系 lockdown 要唔好出去嘅时候，有好多弟兄姊妹都有担心。
And two weeks ago, we have also announced what we should do and how we should act if these sort of events happen. Seems like a lot of us were quite worried.
我同东区其他教会嘅牧者分享嘅时间，佢就话：，哎呀，而家弟兄姊妹有阵时都担心。
Yeah, I've also talked to a lot of different preachers and we have all gotten the feeling that a lot of brothers and sisters were in fear as well.
因为间间教会都有警察去探访。
Because every church have there's police who goes and just to do the duties and stuff.
佢嚟俾一啲建议我哋。
They have given us some tips.And advice.
有咩事嘅时候，你哋要点做？
What we should do during these events?
如果你哋发生咩事，你仍然能够冷静嘅时候，你记住打电话俾我哋。
If these kind of events happened and you are still calm, then definitely call us.
嗱，呢啲一切其实都系会影响我哋嗰份安定嘅心态。
These things will definitely affect our emotions.
我哋教会啱啱装修好。
Our church has recently renovated.
我哋专注力系点样隔音防音
？We're focused on how to have the building so soundproofed and stuff like that.
点样防水
？How to be waterproof?
但系防唔到恐袭嘅。
But we cannot avoid these terrorist attacks.
有咩事情真系要冲入嚟嘅时候，我哋点做咧
？If people do rush in, then what can we do?
警察都冇建议。
Even the police can't have an answer for that.
我哋唔应该患得患失。
We shouldn't worry about this stuff.
我哋应该对神有信心。
We should trust in God.
但系同时，我前两日先同师母讲。
Two days ago, I talked to my wife.
有咩事梗我冲出去先啦。
If anything happens, of course I'll go out first.
有弟兄姊妹见到咩事，记住嚟话俾我听。
If brothers and sisters, if you guys see anything, just let me know.
我就讲笑咁啊，因为我识功夫嘛。
Because I know kung fu.
真系要预备好见主。
I'm ready to see Jesus。
我第一个提醒自己。
I've constantly reminded myself。
牧者系要先被主去审问嘅。
A pastor would be judged by God first。
弟兄姊妹，我哋今日既然能够喺呢一度，我哋就有一个好清楚嘅生命嘅使命。
Brothers and sisters, the fact that we're here right now, we should have a strong mission in our hearts。
主嘅复活系事实。
The fact that Jesus has resurrected。
嗰班门徒。论论尽尽，佢哋都亲眼见到，相信之后愿意付上生命嚟到见证呢个事实。
The old disciples, they're quite sloppy. They don't really know what they did, and all of a sudden they just saw Jesus resurrected, and now they're on fire for God.
佢哋由嗰阵时开始令人归主。
And from that time onwards, they have started trying to lead people back to God.
他们的信令到他们这样做。
This is from the faith.
今日我哋嘅信应该都系令到我哋咁做。
Faith should also allow us to preach to other people.
教会存在嘅价值就系咁。
That's the whole purpose of church.
我哋要喺呢度彼此成长，成长之后就要去传福音。
We should grow together in here, and then as soon as we grow, we
每一次见证我哋将荣耀归俾神都系咁样。
We should always give the glory back to God.
今日好开心，我哋有姊妹今日公开见证受洗归入基督嘅名下。
We're very thankful that we have a sister here who's doing her testimony today and set in Christ.
跟住阿锦珍姊妹，系啊，我要继续，真系令人归住。
And Mrs. Chung is gonna keep living her Christian life after today.
不过通常都有一句噶啦。
And there's also one saying.
我唔识噶。
I don't know how.
记住，学到所以装备系好嘅，但系圣经。嘅吩咐，主耶稣嘅吩咐就系喺你身上边嘅经历，话俾你嘅屋企人听就得噶啦。
It's good to be well equipped, and it's always good to know how. But the Bible just says, just share your testimony.
跟住教会有训练课程，咪嚟参加咯。
If church is organizing any equip classes,
有出队去传福音，咪嚟参加咯。
If there's any mission trips, then just go for it.
一次生两次熟嘅啫。
Once you get used to it after a few times.
跟住有第三句嘅，不过调皮啲，我唔讲啦。
Then there's a third saying which I won't go through.
我喺短宣队成日讲呢句嘅。
I always say that on my mission.
喺港台，我觉得唔合适。
It's not so suitable for the stage, so.
弟兄姊妹，我哋真系好好地去反省。
Brothers and sisters, let us reflect.
以感恩嘅心嚟到庆祝复活节。
We should be thankful. Have a thankful heart to accept Easter.
以一个谦卑嘅心，让神去差遣，点样使用我哋呢个资源。
Have a humble heart and try to reflect on how Jesus can use us in our lives.
开开心心预备好见主面。
Happily and to look forward to seeing Jesus face to face.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，你复活嘅日子实在系一件好大嘅好消息。
Lord, Jesus, the fact that you have resurrected is a great news for the world.
当呢一个复活嘅事实改变无数人。嘅生命改变整个世界的时候，我哋盼望我哋都系真真实实被改变嘅一群。
Lord, as your resurrection has affected a lot of people, Lord, I pray that you also affect our lives as well.
我哋唔系过完一百年嘅复活节就今日，跟住就等2020年嘅复活节。
We're not just here for another Easter, Lord. We're not just here to spend another Easter just like a holiday.
我哋盼望嘅系。我哋每一刻都系蒙主纪念噶。
We pray that every moment we will remember you。
感谢你让我哋有亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹陪行人生路。
Lord, I just want to thank you that we have a sister who's we have brothers and sisters who's going through this walk with us。
好大嘅恩典。
So much blessing。
我哋感谢你，中信家今日信仰我哋深信冇走偏，还喺正道入边。
Lord, I really want to thank you that CACC is going the right direction and that we're not going off sidetrack。
我哋要感谢你。
I want to thank you for that.
就唔好浪费主你俾我哋咁大嘅恩典。
I pray that you won't, we won't waste this blessing.
多谢你垂听我哋嘅祈祷。
Just want to thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜嘅名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.